3:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. We are back at it. It is hot. Man, a shevitz. It's 92, 93 degrees for real. Humidity and all of the other nonsense makes it feel like 102 degrees. It's hot. It's as simple as that. That's all I got to say. I'm looking at this photo of this Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, and I am absolutely nauseated. If you've not seen the screen grab that I put up, Josh Shapiro, who you know is in the running, and apparently he's doing any damn thing he can to get the official okey-doke from Kamala Harris to be her vice presidential running mate, he's now turned around and trashed himself for being pro-Israel. It's absolutely amazing to me. Quote, I was 20. He's apologizing for being pro-Israel when he was in college. What an absolute moral reprobate this guy is. Absolutely disgusting. I cannot for the life of me understand how anyone who is Jewish can vote for the Democrat Party in this day and age. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And Shapiro, what an absolute utter weasel this guy is. I don't know if you fully understand the existential threat posed to the Jewish people right about now. Because when we talk about Israel, we're really talking about the Jewish people, the Jewish nation. Me. You like me? You want me to stick around? I mean, aside from, you know, when I get ready to move to Tampa. But, I mean, you want me to stick around till then? Okay. Let's work to not annihilate the Jewish people. Oh, it could never happen. It's happened over and over and over again. Anybody, by a show of hands, anybody read a history book at any point in your life? So this is real. And the Democrats have this Hamas wing that has absolutely taken over. Kamala Harris is not exactly the brightest bulb on the porch. We all get that. There's a reason that for the last 15 days since she was anointed as the nominee of the Democrats, she hasn't given a press conference. She only had that one unscripted moment the other night. I think we still got that. German, we still got that. Do me a favor, just pull it up. We'll get to it at some point. Where was it? Oh, I know. The prisoner exchange was happening. And they all got off the plane, and Joe Biden actually wandered onto the empty plane. Ugh. I don't know whose turn it was to hold his hand, but somebody should have been holding his hand, or they should have had one of those little ropes. You ever see that? People take their kids out like they're golden retrievers or something. They have a little leash on them. And then we used to call it nursery school, now preschool, the preschoolers that are out there, right? They're all tied together, you know, like you're putting together the, I don't even know. But somebody's supposed to hold on to Joe Biden. That's my point. Somebody's job there in the White House is to simply have a tether on Joe Biden so he does not wander away. 15 days she hasn't faced the press. Oh, we've got it. Yeah, she was on the tarmac. I'm just telling you, if things continue the way they are, we're going to need much bigger bowls to hold all of the Kamala Harris words out. Let's hear what she had to say, Germ.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
She's like three of the dumbest people I've ever heard. It's amazing to me. I mean, she's failed her way up. You got to give her that. A living, breathing testament to the Peter Principle. Right place, right time, right benefactor. So I'm not angry at her. I mean, I'd be rather disappointed if we as a nation decide that we should vote for her. But that's besides the point. I am absolutely stomach-turningly appalled by this Josh Shapiro. I'm stomach-turningly appalled by leftists who are nominally Jewish who are turning their back on their own people, who are turning their back on the nation of Israel. You know, I'm leaving in, what is it, 14 days? 13 days. I think it's 13 days. 13 days. I'm headed to Israel. I need to go. I have to go. I have to see what's going on there. I have to bring these stories back and share them. Because we're not getting them. October the 7th, I mean, there are all these innocent people slaughtered. You put it into context, you and I remember back to September the 11th, 2001. I know there's some people for whom that's not personal history. My boys have absolutely positively no personal connection to September the 11th, 2001. Okay, it's like me talking about World War II. Wasn't there. Well, you know, Jeff, they bombed Pearl Harbor. Okay, I didn't live through it. I've read about it. I've studied it. I've heard people who did live through it tell me about it. I know it's important, but I don't have that personal point of connection. So I understand we have an entire generation now who has exactly zero personal connection to September the 11th. Understood. But 300 days ago, were you not alive? Because if you're more than a year old, then you sort of kind of have a personal connection to this ugliness, this vile collection of murders and rapes. And I mean, I don't even want to describe the stuff that happened on October the 7th. You saw it. And Josh Shapiro, what an absolute slug. Turncoat on his own people. God. Now I have to wonder, is he going to be nominated by or select? Well, they don't do nominations over there, right? They've done away with the primaries and the caucuses or the caucusi or whatever the plural is, a caucus. They just pick people. Maybe she'll pick them. Maybe she'll pick somebody else. Maybe she'll pick two people to be vice president. And then, you know, one of them's going to get voted off Kamala Island and we'll be left with the other one. Their whole freaking party has become a game show run by the Hamas wing. It's just absolutely incredible. So, all right. I needed to vent a little bit. I really did. I needed, honest to goodness, to vent. Because I have been looking at that freaking photo of him and thinking, I don't think I would whiz on you if you were on fire, dude. I just don't understand how you condemn your own people this way. It just, ugh. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not smart enough. Because he's smarter than I am, right? He's certainly more accomplished than I am. I mean, he's governor of Pennsylvania. That's like a real thing. Does he have a law degree? Don't all politicians at this point seem to have law degrees? I think that's like the It's like the cover charge to be elected to anything. You have to be licensed as a practitioner of the dark arts. I just know that he strikes me as an absolutely reptilian creature. Disgusting beyond all belief. Man. All right, let me tell you a couple of things that are coming up. Bobby Chacon's going to be with us at 4:33. You know that when I clock out, I don't listen to talk radio. I don't want to hear anything related to political events or current affairs or anything else, man. I got a big chunk of podcasts that I'm listening to that are theology-based, divinity-based, and true crime. I don't know how you put them together, except when I look at my phone, that's exactly what they are. That's exactly what they are. So, Bobby Chacon is a retired FBI special agent, also has a law degree. I mean, I don't hold that against him, but he retired and he went to Hollywood, man, and he's a screenwriter, and he's doing so much now in the world of true crime, and he's popping up a lot these days because one of the big serial killer cases he worked on, Israel Keyes, is the subject now of multiple podcasts. The weird thing about it, I had never heard of this Israel Keyes. And now it's multiple podcasts, and Bobby Chacon's name keeps coming up because he was one of the case agents for the Bureau. Yeah. Yep. pretty cool stuff. All right, so he's going to be with us at 4:33. Oh, we've got some tickets. I'll tell you what we'll do, because Jeremy was a little bit under the weather, and as I understand it, sort of back to square one. You're feeling better, right? Yeah, good. We'll do it at his favorite time of the day, 4:20 this afternoon. I'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets for the big NASCAR race. It's coming on August the 11th. This is the big one. It's Friday? Gosh, it's coming up like you know what. So we'll give you a chance at 4:20 this afternoon to win a four-pack of that. Lori Warren was just with us the other day. She's the big boss over there at Richmond Raceway Complex, and I love her. She is such a smart, talented, accomplished woman, and funny too. And did I point this out? Governor Youngkin just appointed her to the Virginia Tourism Commission, which is a great testament to her, and it's also a reminder that we just set a brand new record under Glenn Youngkin's leadership for tourism dollars in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, don't get all excited. Those tourism dollars, the history dollars, are not going to the city of Richmond because LeVar Stoney and his collection of friends, of course, ripped down all the statues. So nobody's going there anymore to see the monuments because the monuments ain't there. But the rest of the Commonwealth seems to be doing just okay. Imagine that. Hey, how does Stoney pitch that? As he's traveling around the Commonwealth, pretending that now he wants to be the lieutenant governor. How does he pitch it? Oh, you know, there's big uptick in tourism everywhere in Virginia except the city of Richmond. I was responsible for the city of Richmond not getting their bite of that pie because I made the decision to rip down all of our monuments and take them to the wastewater treatment facility. Yeah, I could do that for you. Yeah, I know your community's doing well, but not to worry. If I become lieutenant governor, I can come in with the reverse Midas touch, turn it all to crap for you. That'd be great. Vote for me. Vote for me. There, you can check a box. Just vote for me. All right, so all of that is straight ahead. If anybody can make heads or tails of this Josh Shapiro thing, do me a favor. Hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. You know that's always available to you, right? I mean, like 24-7. I come in, I read them every day. I go through the ones that I missed that were earlier in the day or over on the weekend. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Just hit me up over there. Oh, I almost forgot. There's a whole economic meltdown. Gosh, I didn't even put that on the list. Let me hang on a second. I'm going to put that on page two. But I swear to you, we will talk about how your money and mine is vanishing in front of our very eyes. This is the crash that former President Trump predicted. Remember that? That wasn't too long ago. This is Kamalanomics at work. And if you think that you are doing okay, not to worry. Not to worry. Kamala Harris and the rest of her gang will come and destroy your savings as well. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. What could possibly go wrong? It is 3:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.